On this edition of Updates from the Post, Hayes Public Library Communications Director Callie Kolasny speaks with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about upcoming events at the Hayes Library. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on KAYS on Monday, October 7th. This is the Post Podcast.
Author Dan Coy. Did I get that right?
Coy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, presentation on Thursday.
Yes, and some of you may have seen him. He has been on the Today Show. He basically took his family. He and his wife decided to take the kids and live in four different places in different countries for an entire year and experience different cultures and different life and find a new way to become a family and to communicate. And one of the places that they chose, after they had been in several other places like Costa Rica, they decided to come to Hayes.
And so I remember this.
Yeah, so they spent 3 months in Hayes, and he wrote a book about it. And so he is going to be at the library on Thursday. We're doing this in connection with the Hayes Convention and Visitors Bureau. They're helping to bring Dan to the library, and that'll be Thursday night at 6 o'clock. So you can come and listen to him talk about the experience and what the family gained from it and the book that he wrote and what he's has to say about Hayes as well.
Is he bringing the whole family with him too?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I'm not sure about that.
Well, you know, we talked about this earlier this morning in our This Day in History, but Halloween is 24 days away.
Yeah, it's
coming
up.
You guys are doing a special thing on Halloween night as well.
Mm-hmm. We are participating with Downtown Hayes. We'll have a lot of businesses that will provide trick-or-treat opportunities for the kids. And one of the things that we'll do from 3 to 6 on Halloween, we will have cinnamon rolls and apple cider for families. And then we'll also do a story walk and trick-or-treating. And I think they said there will be, you know, a like science lab thing.
Oh, cool.
There'll be, you know, a haunted little maze, I think. There's going to be a lot of stuff at the library, all through the library. So it'll be a fun opportunity for the kids to come and get some trick-or-treating in before they would maybe go out into their neighborhoods. So that'll be from 3 to 6 at the library on Halloween.
All right. Friends of the Library book sale. That's the 18th through the 20th. What's that all about? I know we've talked about that before.
Yeah, the Friends are a volunteer group that supports the library. And so all of the proceeds that they take in through their book sales and through their memberships, those dollars are put back into the library in some fashion. And so they're having a book sale. They've got a lot of books. And so they're wanting to push a lot of books. And you can get some really good sales, like a whole bag of books for $5. You can get a lot of great deals.
Can you pick what you want?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can pick the books that you want. It'll be the 18th through the 20th of this month. On the 17th, they'll do one for members. So if you're already a member of the Friends, then you can come in and get some special deals as well. But that's just on the 17th. And then the 18th through the 20th is for the public who aren't already members. And I believe you can be a member of Friends of the Library for $5 for the whole year. I mean,
wow.
it's a great deal, and you can help the library. And these ladies do, I say ladies, ladies and men, they do a lot of work throughout the just they're there every day. They've got a bookstore in the library that as you're going into the gallery, there's a bookstore there that's open and you can go in and buy books anyway. And they do a lot of sorting and help us with a lot of things. So they're a great volunteer group. But again, their book sale will be from the 18th to the 20th.
Do they want a lot of textbooks from college from like 10 years ago? No?
No, okay. Don't want those.
Okay.
But thanks for the offer.
Looking for a little free library adopters.
Yeah, we have our 7 little free libraries in parks around the community. And they we have adopters or sponsors of those. And basically that means that you just help to make sure that they're check it every, you know, week or every couple of weeks to make sure that there are books in there. The little free libraries are a take a book, leave a book, but not everybody can leave a book, and that's fine. We want you to take those books and read them and enjoy them. And we have the books at the library. We have a lot of books donated. And so we sort those out and find ones that would be great for the little free libraries. So it's not like, so if you're an adopter, you don't have to put your own money in to provide books. We have those at the library. You just make sure that the little free libraries are stocked with books and make sure that they're in good condition, that nothing's happened to them, weather hasn't gotten to them, things like that. And if so, then you report it to us and we get it taken care of. But it's just another nice volunteer opportunity for people in the community. If you're interested in being a little free library adopter, you can contact the library and talk to Sam. And she can help you out with that.
I get always nervous about them because I always think I have this guilt of this anxiety. If I take one out, I better put one back in.
we appreciate it if you do that, but if you don't, it's okay. We just want those books out there for the community to enjoy. And so we've got stockpiles of books. We've got books to put in there. So you don't need to worry about it if you're not able to put a book back.
And you don't
it's
have
okay.
to slide your library card or anything to
nope.
get the door to open?
Nope. Okay. You just open the door and take the book.
Very good. Okay. Something else. One-on-one tech help available Monday through Friday.
Yeah, we've had the one-on-one tech help available, but it's usually been about one day, maybe 2 days a week. But we decided to expand that and make it available Monday through Friday. And you can sign up on our website, hayeslibrary.org, and go to the event calendar. And on there, you'll see each day there will be one-on-one tech help. Click on that. If it's closed, that means it's already booked, but you just click on it to register. So register online on the website. And we just wanted to expand that, give people more opportunities. It's generally from 4:30 to 5:30 Monday through, and then 5:30 to 6:30 Monday through Monday through Thursday. We close earlier on Fridays, so it's just 4:30 to 5:30 on Fridays. But it's still going to be that set amount of time or set time scale, but we wanted to make it available each day.
So somebody has some issues with their computer or just wants some help with it.
Yeah, it's mainly for ability. We can help people get set up on Facebook or
oh, okay.
on Twitter or get set up with the... help them with their email a little bit, maybe help them download and do the digital resources that we provide at the library, the Hulu or Hoopla, I should say, Hoopla, the Sunflower e-library, things like that so that they can watch movies and read books on their devices. We can help get that set up. We don't do, overall
yes.
computer setups, and we don't do any, fixing of things.
My computer
like
has this blue screen.
Yeah, we don't do that. We don't do that.
After school activities, that's pretty cool and pretty popular.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that our after school activities for children and the YA, which are the teens, the young adults, those are available Monday through Friday at 4:00. We have some kind of set program, whether it's they're watching a movie, they're doing a craft project, they're doing a STEM project, they're doing, whatever it might be. But there's some kind of set activity for those two age groups, separate activities for those age groups Monday through Friday at 4:00. So it gets pretty busy up there. The kids love it. And then, even if they don't want to participate in that activity, we also have, the computers available and obviously books, lots of books. We have games, we have board games, we have a lot of things available for the kids after school.
All right. Well, get ready for the big crowds this Friday and Saturday.
Right.
Well, especially Saturday morning with the parade at 11 downtown right in front.
Yeah. Come on down to the library, check it out, and then step outside and watch the parade.
And if people want to get a hold of you, they can through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yes, we are.
Or on the website.
Yep. We're on all of those social medias. So check out what we're doing each day. And the website is hayeslibrary.org. If you want to call and talk to somebody, 625-9014.